Hello.
Hi, my name is Carlos, calling from Opinion Research. How are you doing today, sir?
For what?
From Opinion Researcher, International Union Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Okay, what about them?
Yes, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. You want to help me out today, sir?
Well, okay. If it's not too long, I'm driving.
It don't gonna take that long.
How long of a survey is this?
It ain't gonna take that long, sir.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, am I speaking to Chris, how you spell it, Jurgens?
No, it's Jurgens. It's pronounced Jurgens with a J.
Okay, Jurgens, okay. To start with, sir, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
39 years.
And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir?
Bricklayer.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
Journey level mechanic.
And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
No.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work where you want to work, over the last 12 months in your craft? How many weeks?
None. I retired in 2015.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Have I done what to it?
Yes.
Say it again. Repeat the question, please.
Yes, sir. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I don't know if I could answer that intelligently. I think there's probably more. I would guess more, I guess.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Well, I've been out of the business for a lot of years, so I would say there's still more, probably more. Okay. It looks like there's more tower cranes as I drive around, so yes, probably
okay.
More.
Okay, thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I would guess so. Nobody's ever called me and said they're not enough, so I would say yes.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economic and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I think the unemployment rate's pretty good right now.
So we say more than now or less than now, unemployment?
I think unemployment's less. It's less now. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm understanding how you're wording the question. I think unemployment is lower now than it's been.
Thank you, sir. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, would it get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It should stay about the same.
Okay. Now, switching gears here a bit, do you think you'll work on a job site? Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Okay.
I would say falling.
Okay. Fall risk?
Oh. Fall risk, yeah.
And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. For the following, please tell me if you participated in activity in the past 12 months, okay? Union organizing, yes or no?
No, I haven't participated at all.
All right.
I'm retired.
All right. Political canvassing.
I haven't done any of that, no.
All right. Picketing.
I haven't done any of that in the last 4 months, you're asking?
No, in the last 12 months.
Yeah, no, not even the last 12 months, right?
All right. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Like I said, I might not be the right guy to interview. I'm retired, so
I haven't seen one. No, sir. It's just a survey, sir. So it's more like you want to answer.
Well,
yeah.
I haven't been on a job site in the last 12 months.
Okay. So you say never.
I guess. See, yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying, but that's going to get the survey a skewed answer.
So now changing the subject to the world beyond the union. So please rank the following news sources from the one you're most likely to get your news from to the one you're least likely to get your news from. So here's the list. Print or online newspaper, the internet or social media, cable news, local TV news programming, radio, friends and neighbors. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you're most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you're least likely to get your news from. Okay?
Okay. So it would be internet.
Okay, that's number 1. Okay.
And least likely would be cable news.
Okay, so what's number 2?
Number 2 would be, internet is where I get all my source, honestly. Online newspaper.
All right, that's number 2?
Which is, yeah.
Okay, and then number 3, because we still have cable news. That's last, right? You just told me that was last, right?
That's my last one, right? All right. That's my last one.
Yeah, so we still have local TV news programming, radio, and friends and neighbors.
So let's go radio, TV news, and friends and neighbor, and then cable network news.
Okay. So which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, immigration, healthcare, foreign policy, support for labor unions, education, jobs in the economy, or something else?
Let's say healthcare.
Okay.
Jobs in economics.
Okay.
Now help me out with the
union
help, union organizing.
Okay.
There was 4 others.
Yes, we have environment, immigration, healthcare, foreign policy, support for labor unions?
So, healthcare.
Uh-huh.
Let's go healthcare.
Okay.
Environment was one.
Yeah, and then we have education, jobs in the economy.
Education.
Okay.
Jobs in economics. I wanted that one at number 2, I thought.
All right.
If you can do that.
I got it, sir. All right. So now, excuse me?
Is that it?
Yeah, we're almost done here, okay? So we're at 85%.
Yeah.
All right. So as you may know, BAC, which is the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Yes. So have you heard a lot about it? Have you heard a lot about it? Some about it or a little bit?
Well, I work in Washington State, so Washington is a union state, but yeah, I know a little bit about it. That they developed that right to work state.
Thank you, sir. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on fairly financed projects. Will you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I think it's very important.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wages protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Repeat that question.
Yes. So, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I would say the Democrat Party does.
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers, or GM, Ford, or Stellantis?
United Auto Workers, always.
And will you support that much more or somewhat more?
A lot more.
Okay. So next is, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, okay? So I'm going to run through them quick, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as his job as president overall?
Yes, I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
All right. On foreign affairs.
I think he's done an excellent job.
All right. So you approve strongly?
Yes.
All right. And on immigration?
I think he's done fine.
Okay. Approve strongly or somewhat?
Yes. Strongly.
All right. Support for labor unions?
Strongly.
All right. Healthcare?
Somewhat.
Okay, and
I think what he's doing, I'll give him a passing grade, but let's give him a strongly. I'll say strongly.
Okay.
He's up against a tough.
Okay, and how about the economy?
Strongly.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his jobs?
Who?
So do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job?
Oh, I totally disapprove.
Okay, will you say
strongly disapprove.
Okay.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote at all?
If I'm alive, I'm voting 100% chance of it.
Okay, and the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democratic Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump. Who will you vote for?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from the union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I think it's important, yes.
Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
All right. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, fair, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. Now, just the top of your head, this is just your responses, okay? How could the union best improve his representation and service, sir?
Would you repeat it? I'm sorry, say it again.
Yes. How could the union best improve his representation and service? It's just open question, so you can just tell me what
yeah.
You
want. Well, I guess they could just I think they're a little bit weak on their negotiating. I think the wages have slipped pretty drastically since when I got in and compared to what it is today. So I wish they were a little better at negotiating wages.
For workers?
Yes.
All right. And then the next question is, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that you should be working on? Just a response.
Strengthening our contract.
Okay. Contracts. What else? You have anything else in mind, sir?
No, I think the health care they're doing is fine. The pensions part is fine.
and so now,
that's the biggest thing, I think, is that the wages have fallen drastically compared to the other trades.
Thanks, sir. All right. Your answer is really important, by the way. Got it. So now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, mail, job site, union meetings, text message?
Email or text.
Okay.
It's both fine to me. Mail is good.
Okay.
whatever they prefer. All of those work.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year? A couple times a year? Once a year or never?
Probably 4 or 5 times a year, yeah.
Okay. And male or female, sir? Just for statistical purposes, sir.
Yeah, so actually it's probably more than 4 or 5. It's probably 6 to 8 times a year. And it's probably equally divided between the 3 forms of email, text, and mail. I get all that. It's probably about 6 or 8 times a year.
Okay.
So
now,
three each way or whatever.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Okay, we're almost done here, sir. We are at 97%. Okay?
Okay.
So, generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat or Republican?
A Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I would say I'm becoming a stronger and stronger Democrat.
Okay.
The way things are going.
And just to make sure we have a representative example, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, or Native American?
I'm white.
Thank you.
Caucasian.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Chris.
This concludes our service, sir. Thank you very much for your participation, Chris. You have a good night, okay, sir?
All right. Thank you. Yep.
Bye-bye.